One summer, our daughter had the privilege of participating in a musical team that traveled to the Philippines. One of the highlights for them while they were there was to sing the gospel on national television. They actually went into one of the big television stations to do it. 2 weeks later, she was back home, starting back to college, and she heard on the news there had been a coup attempt against the government. And guess what was the first thing the rebels captured? The TV station that she'd been singing at only 2 weeks before. You kind of wipe your brow and go, wow, woof, that is too close. Happens every time there's a rebellion there. They want to capture the TV and radio facilities. Well, it happened in many countries when a government's being toppled. They want the transmitter. That's a military principle, to always capture the high ground. That's the first thing you do in a battle, capture the high ground and move out from there. But today, the high ground means the battle is for the transmitter, even in your life. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the battle for the transmitter. Now, our word for today from the Word of God is coming from James 1:26. Here's what it says. If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself, and his religion is worthless. Wow. Later in chapter 3, verse 2, it says, if anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check. Verse 6, the tongue is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. Man, this is some of the strongest language in the Bible. Verse 8 in chapter 3 of James says, no man can tame the tongue. Wow. The tongue is your transmitter. In the military, they want to capture a whole piece of ground, they go for the transmitter. It's that way in the conquest of your life, too. More sinning is done by our mouth, I believe, than any other part of our body. But right now, I think the battle for Christ to truly rule your life and mine may revolve around this question. Does Jesus govern your tongue? Oh, you may be busy for the Lord. You may be very orthodox in your beliefs, pretty moral in your relationships. But what's today's talk like? If we played back a recording of one day's conversation, how much complaining would there be? How much cutting other people down? How much negativity? Would there be a lot of criticizing? Backbiting? Would there be some suggestive double-meaning talk? Would there be some ethnic or religious slurs? The people you live with probably know best how much Christ is your Lord, because they hear you when you're tired, when you're angry, when you're under pressure. Maybe it's time to move the front lines of your spiritual battle to the point that really counts, making Jesus Christ so real that he becomes the master of your mouth. All day long, you're transmitting to the people around you. Does it sound like Jesus? When you've surrendered the transmitter to Christ, then he's really in charge.